the flow, playing the best of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz.
In Washington, D.C.
Can't take it with you when you're gone. But I want enough to get there on.
You know what? It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The Status of a Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com for soulful music, news, and talk. Because here on The Status of a Radio, we do a lot of talking. A whole lot of talking.
Yes, indeed.
About dating and relationships. Because that's what we're here to do. No, I'm not an expert on, you know, dating and relationships. I'm an expert on me. But I have some experience, you know what I'm saying?
So, right.
I mean, don't come into my office. You know, I don't have a private practice. You know,
right.
I can help you to the best of my ability. But keep in mind that I am not an expert. So take what I got to say with a grain of salt.
Grain of salt.
If you don't agree, you can let me know. Because here on The Status of Radio, we discuss all things dating. The good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, oops, the ugly. I need to stop messing with stuff. Yes. But you hear some laughter in the background. I got my buddy D.H. Major in the studio. What's up, D.H.?
What's really good, man?
Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a while.
It has been, but I'm glad to be in the building.
I'm glad you're here.
One more time.
Yes. And I'm a little sluggish today. You know, I just got back
just
in town.
Back.
I was in Savannah, Georgia. Had a good time. I was actually there on business, you know.
Okay.
I am an event planner by trade. That's what I do.
Right.
That's my business. I'm an entrepreneur.
Some good work down there.
Had some client events, you know, in Savannah, Georgia. So we had a good time, except for last night.
Uh-oh.
Honey. But let me backtrack about the good times.
Okay, good.
So we got in there on Monday, and we set up and everything. And afterwards, we went to this restaurant. First of all, everything in Savannah closes at like 9:30.
Okay.
O'clock.
This is a slow town, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, being in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area,
yeah.
Spoiled with stuff that stays open till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. So, you know, it took us a while to get set up and get everything situated and to check in the hotel. So by the time it was time for us to go out, it was like 9:30. We were starving. So we were driving around trying to find somewhere to eat. And we came across this restaurant called The Pink House.
The Pink House. That was a restaurant?
A restaurant.
The whole building was a restaurant?
The whole thing. So we went to the side, though. So I don't know. We didn't go to the front because they had like a 45-minute wait. So we went to the bar on the side.
Okay.
So when I tell you that food was everything.
It was good.
The best greens I've ever had.
Word? So it was like soul food?
Yes.
Ooh.
So I had the shrimp and grits.
Okay.
And it had like a ham sauce, like a ham cream sauce on top with some greens. They had like little flakes of ham, and if you don't like the swine, I'm sorry, but I do.
Hey,
it was divine. It was a great mix with the seafood and the shrimp and the sauce and the greens.
This show about to be over. You keep talking. About
I know,
food,
right? it was so good, y'all. But that was great on that night. So last night was the program, and all you know that yesterday was the program, and last night we decided to go out to eat again. So we were asking one of the locals like where to go eat, and he was telling us to go to this spot. Right by the hotel. Like, he did two neck snaps and a twist. His eyes closed. I think he had an orgasm when he was telling us about how great this food was at this restaurant. So, you know, if it's that good.
So he definitely set the expectation.
If it's that good, we got to go. I didn't want to go.
Right.
Because I saw it right by the hotel. And it had, like, flashing, like, cheap-looking lights, you know, like a marquee. It just looked cheesy.
Right.
So I said, I don't know about this place.
Sometimes they got the best grub.
Right. So he was like, no, they got great seafood. And I love seafood. So he just, he talked the place up. And as some of the people in the hotel were saying, oh, yes, we just went there yesterday. The barbecue was so great. Fine. Me and my colleague said, you know what, we're going to go, we're going to try it. So we get in there, I'm like, this place don't look that great. But you know what, it's those kind of restaurants that give you the good food. So okay, fine. So I order like the catfish and some shrimp. And she orders shrimp and scallops. And when I tell you, everything was terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. It was like deep fried in the oldest grease in the land. I don't know what kind of flavor that catfish was. It was just terrible.
They at least got to use fresh grease for you.
The tartar sauce was just nothing but pickles. I don't like pickles, but I can eat even tartar sauce. But I needed to be dill pickles.
Right.
You got to have some onions. You got to have some capers. Like, you got to have the right stuff.
Right.
Everything was terrible. The only thing that was good was the tea, the sweet tea, because they didn't make it. So when I tell you, we were disappointed. And how we waited to get back to the hotel to curse that dude out. Number one, the dude was very large and in charge. So I'm thinking, you a big dude, you should know some good food. See, I'm going to have my rant and rave early.
Go ahead, get it.
I ain't even getting to the topic just yet.
Just go ahead.
Talking about food because I like to eat.
Just let him have it.
This is a big dude. He knows what's up. Man, we cursed that dude so much. I wanted to punch him right in the throat. Like, we just like, you know, we get back to the hotel. I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. We was just so disappointed. I feel like a failure last night.
I'm disappointed as being a member of the Big Brother Association. You know,
his palate is so limited. I think he was raised by a pack of wolves, or perhaps on just like Spam. I don't even know what Spam. Maybe it's good, but I don't know. It seems like he wasn't raised on fresh food.
How about the price? Was it cheap?
It was reasonable.
Reasonable.
Well, I would say cheap. I'm going to go with the cheap.
Okay. Then that may be what kind of factored into his decision.
Yeah.
It's cheap. He may eat it a lot. He may just be used to it.
It was so disappointing. So I don't even want to say the name of the place because I don't even want y'all to look it up. But after that, we decided that we were going to go into town to go to Wet Willie's.
Uh-oh.
And it was pouring down rain. So, I didn't know it was too Wet Willie's. So, we tried to go to one in River Street. I don't know if you've ever been to Savannah. Nice place.
A long time ago.
But that didn't work out because we had on heels and we had to go down these cobblestone roads. I'm not breaking my ankle to go to no Wet Willie's. There was another Wet Willie's that we could go to. We decided to go there. And as my colleague was crossing the street, somebody drove into a puddle and it splashed all over her.
Shit.
Because it was raining last night. You know, on top of all this craziness, it was pouring down rain. So she got soaked.
Some out of a movie. Man.
Right. So then we finally get to Wet Willie's and have our drinks. And it was divine. But it was so effing cold in the Wet Willie's that we had to leave. But the good thing about Savannah, I didn't know you could take your drinks with you and walk around.
When you leave?
Yes.
As long as you pay for them, right?
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's in a plastic cup.
Well, okay.
I didn't know you could walk around with alcohol. I learned that. That was a great thing. But also, not the traffic, but parking was a nightmare. But, you know what? I digress because I'm rambling. I'm sorry, guys, because that is so not what we're talking about with tonight's show. So let me get into tonight's topic. Shall I?
Shall we?
Well, temptation is always present.
Yes.
It seems to sprout when we're in relationships more so than when we're single. And I don't get that. You know, when we're single, nobody is checking for us. But as soon as you get into a relationship,
it seems
as if all of these people come out of the woodwork.
Everybody like you, everybody feeling
right.
You, all that.
Yeah. Some of us can resist the temptation, but others, they take the bait. A little flirting here and there, then numbers are exchanged. A few text messages turn into daily phone chats and picture exchanges. You know, group outings turn into one-on-one get-togethers. All the while, you have someone at home and you're putting a relationship at risk, i.e., playing with fire. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, playing with fire, because a lot of people play with fire.
Yeah.
I see it all day, every day. I got some examples from my own personal life.
Oh, man.
Things that I discovered over the weekend. Somebody playing with fire.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if I should light the flame or should I put it out and let that lady know about. But anyway, we're talking about that tonight. Playing with fire. Are you playing with fire? Do you know somebody that's playing with fire? Are you putting your relationship at risk? by some of your shady dealings or potentially shady behaviors, give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. Yes, that's a new number. 202-800-8100 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. We just released our newest blog today.
Today.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, it's about, if you can't afford the date, then don't. Check out that blog post. Post your comments on the site. Let me know what you're reading. But we'll be right back talking about playing with fire. So keep it right here on The Flow.
so good to be free from love. It's a new beginning. Free from love. Free from hate.
Network Contracting Services, introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs, from handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. Once again, 202-722-7470.
I wish I had some applause for that. But yes, thank you, DH Major.
Live read.
Commercial. That was for Network Contracting Services. So check them out. But are you listening to This Data's Over Radio right here on The Flow? I'm your girl, Miss Marie, joined by DH Major.
What's really good?
We're coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on The Flow for soulful music, news, and talk. You just heard music from Dwelle. The song was Free as a Bird.
Free as a Bird. Home free.
You can do as you please.
Like a bird.
Like a bird. Like a Boyd.
A Boyd.
A Boyd.
Don't get me started. We're coming to America.
Right. So tonight we're talking about playing with fire, because a lot of people in relationships are really crossing the line. Boundaries are not there.
Yeah.
Not there at all. So let me go back to, you know, what I said before. You know, when you're single, nobody is checking for you. But when you're in a relationship, it's like people come out of the woodwork and profess their love for you. Why do they wait until then to say, oh, you know what? I always had a crush on you. If you were my girl, if you were my dude, I would do this. I would have done this. I would do that. Blah, blah, blah. Why do people do that?
Man, I really wish I had an explanation, but it just seems to always happen that way. Like nobody's checking for you.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you decide that let me handle this situation right here. Mm-hmm. Then like you said, out of the woodwork, whether it's socially, whether it's, you know, somebody's, you know, profess their love, like you said, have a crush on you, you know, and I'm just like, man, like, just timing is off.
Hey, right. But, and it always seems to be bad timing. They seem to do it like when you get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Or as soon as you end your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what? If I was with you, I would have never done you like he did.
Right.
And then they try to holler at you like, hey, my feelings are still hurt from this situation. I'm not even over it. But now you want to holler at me. First, you wanted to holler at me when I got into the joint.
Right.
Now you want to holler at me as soon as I'm getting out of it. Make up your mind. So like, it is the thrill of a challenge. Is that real? You know, people seem to see a wedding ring and want to convince you to step outside of your relationship. Oh, you can't have friends. So, you know, you're a man.
Right.
Do a lot of guys see that wedding band as a challenge that they want to really try to show and prove that, hey, I'm the right one for her? Because I know women do it too. Like, they, oh, he married? Huh, I bet I can change his mind. I bet you I can get that.
You know, I really think, and I'm not speaking from experience, but I'm just thinking about, you know, from this standpoint, I really think when you see the ring, it's almost more so you don't have to worry about the extra stuff that would come with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they may be already in a situation.
Right. I don't have to worry about the bills. Exactly. I don't have to have the responsibility of taking care of you. Somebody can take care of you at home, that, yeah, you know, but I can take care of you in the bedroom.
Exactly.
I can have the fun you. Yeah. They can have the not so fun you.
Exactly. I'm thinking, it, just in my mind, in my thought process, that's what I'm thinking. But as to speak to what you said, the challenge, I think with every situation, we love the challenge to see if you can get it, but I think you gotta, you know, tread lightly, and you gotta pick your battles. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Especially with the ring situation. Now I really don't play with that too much. Well, I don't play with that at all. You know, but you know, just like you said, you know, when nobody's checking for you, you know, and you just doing your thing, and then people come out of the woodwork. That's why I'm always a firm believer. Just going with my gut. If I feel a certain way about a young lady,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I say, Miss Marie, I've been feeling you for so long. You know, I'm trying to get with you. I'm going to say that right when I feel that.
Right.
Not, you know, months and months down the road.
2 years later.
Exactly.
When I'm getting ready to jump the broom.
And you booed up or
right.
whatever. And a lot of times, they use that as an avenue when they know you booed up.
Right.
So, like, if I hear or see that you've been booed up, I may just drop that hint in there. Like you said, oh, man, I wish I would have knew, you know, or if I was your dude, I'd do this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost to kind of put you in a trick bag, you know, kind of see what you going to do. But I don't know, man, that's some shaky ground, man.
It is. Playing with fire.
You might get burnt, man.
You might get burned because, you know, if they decide to take your one offer, let's say the person's fresh out of a relationship,
yeah,
all they're going to do is use you. You're going to be a rebound.
Yeah.
I don't know too many people who are fresh out and, you know,
and go right into another situation. Yeah.
And they're serious about their situation. You're just the standby until something better comes along. Until I'm really over it. Like, oh, thank you. I'm back to myself and I have you to thank, you know, thank for helping me. But take care.
Have you ever been a rebound? Like, knowingly been a rebound?
Yes.
Yeah.
I tried to be.
I've been a rebound.
Because I did not want a relationship with this guy. So I thought, okay, he just came out of something. I'm not really trying to pursue anything serious with the guy. So I think this will work. You know, because he's not going to want me in that manner.
Right.
He's not going to want us to be a couple. So I don't have that pressure. Mm-hmm. So I was cool with that until he wanted something serious.
Right.
So my plan didn't work.
Your plan backfire.
Right. I was cool with being a rebound because, nobody gets with the rebound. So I thought, so I'm like, okay, he's not going to want anything serious, but unbeknownst to me.
But do you know how hard it is to be a rebound? And I know I'm going off on a tangent,
mm-hmm,
but you know how hard it is to be a rebound? Like, because especially, like, let's just hypothetically speak here. You coming out of a situation,
uh-huh,
and I'm about to be the rebound dude, but I really like you.
Mm-hmm.
So to have something with you, I still may take the rebound title, you know, just so I can have some type of relation with you. You know what I mean? And that's a hard position to be in, especially when you know it's probably not going nowhere, you know, or you know at, you know, this is, you know, this is a short lived thing. That's a tough position to be in, being the rebound.
Right. And that's a conversation I've had with somebody that I liked who, you know, wanted to pursue something with me. And I was like, you know, I like you and whatnot, but I know that your situation is still kind of fresh.
Right.
So I don't know too many men, especially, who want to jump from relationship to relationship. So I don't know if I really want to put myself in a situation. Of course, he kept trying to reassure me that things would be cool. But I know there was a couple times that he slid, you know, the ex-girlfriend into the conversation. I didn't even ask. I'm like, okay, why are you bringing her up? I don't care.
Right.
Well, I haven't, you know, I'm alone. I'm like, well,
and that's fine.
That's your business. I didn't ask you about that,
about your
breakup. I don't care. But, So, going back to tonight's topic,
went off on a
playing with fire, but no, it happens. It's still relationship related, so it is what it is. So I don't get the whole, you know, people, this notion nowadays that people are so content and cool with being a side chick or a side piece or a side dude. That I don't understand. And they revel in it. They think that is such a great mother effing place to be.
Yeah.
And like they thrive on it. Oh yeah. Oh, that's your man. Well, guess what? He was texting me. Oh, you won't believe the things that we do together. Like they are content with being that other person and not being number one. Cause I told somebody that said, I don't play second to anybody.
Yeah.
So either it's all me or it's none of me.
Right.
So you make up your mind. Like, yeah, right. Because I'm not the one. Like I'm not going to be hiding from anybody or doing anything. So either I'm the entree or farewell.
Yeah, I think it's more so a mentality, man. Like everybody's on this fast paced kind of thing. Everybody feels like they don't really have time to be in a relationship. So sometimes being the side chick or being number two is just, you know, just easier for them. You know what I mean? For me, I mean, I've been the side dude before. It's not fun at times because especially if feelings are involved, then, you know, eventually you might get attached. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But people do revel in being the side joint. And I don't know. I think that's a mentality. And like you said, the side piece comes with, you know, without having to deal with those extra situations. The you know, having to be the boyfriend or having to be the girlfriend. You can just smash and grab, you know.
Yeah, you can smash and grab, but then when that side relationship produces a side baby, then you got some serious problems.
Yeah.
Some serious side effects.
Yeah, and then,
so,
then y'all got one problem.
Right. So, and that's a lot of things that, you know, that people miss. Like, okay, playing with fire.
Right.
Like, you continue on with this down this wrong path, and you will get burned. You try to just have a little fling, and then now you got this child that's forever connected to you.
That fling,
now that child and that woman or that man is forever connected to you.
No fun.
No fun at all. No fun at all. So why even bother putting your relationship at risk by those behaviors? And I don't know, going back to what I said, you know, is it the thrill of a challenge? Because people will blatantly put their situations at risk. And I'm thinking, why?
Right.
Why are you doing this to yourself? So let me give you an example.
Okay.
So I think it was last year, maybe the year before last. You know, I'm in a bunch of different groups on Facebook.
Right.
So this guy posts in a group, you know, he's posting like this long, sad tirade of, oh, somebody help Facebook, I need you. I'm losing the woman that I love. She's the best thing that ever happened to me. And she's the reason why there are rainbows and stars in the sky. And, you know, giving you the, like, oh, she's just so wonderful. So here's the problem. Well, she told me time and time again about, you know, my interactions with my child's mother, and I didn't listen, but nothing happened. I promise. I just fell asleep over there. Nothing happened. So, of course, he's going on this whole tirade. But bottom line is, everything that he did was wrong.
Right.
And he knew it. It's something that his woman had told him about. And I'm not comfortable with your interactions, because they both knew that the baby moms wanted to get back with him.
Right.
So,
oh, hold on. You said his baby mom?
Yes.
Oh,
his baby moms wanted to get back with him. So he was supposed to, it was like his birthday.
Okay.
He was supposed to go to the baby mom's house to pick up their child.
Right.
The child wasn't there. So instead of him saying, okay, I'm leaving now, he goes into the house. They get to talk and watch the TV. He somehow falls asleep at her house on his birthday. No child.
All I want for my birthday.
Right. So, of course, his woman finds out because he ain't come home.
On your birthday.
With no kid.
No kid.
It was either his birthday or Father's Day.
One of
those.
Yeah. The only two holidays.
And, right. So she was like, enough is enough. I'm out of this. So, of course, he comes, you know, begging for mercy over and over again. And I'm just like, it's your fault.
Yeah.
You played with fire. You knew the situation. This is something that you guys talked about, and you agreed that you would kind of keep the child's mom at arm's length. Mm-hmm. But you had to go the extra mile and go in that house.
Right.
Like, first of all, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm here to pick up my child and my child is not here. I'm going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to want to have any type of celebratory drink or conversation with you, because you already deceived me. You knew that I was going to be here at XYZ time and my child's not here.
Right.
So I don't see where the fun comes in, unless you were already planning this and just use the child as an excuse.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm like, you put yourself out there. You put yourself at risk. And for what? It's your fault. Now you want to beg for mercy because you wanted to play with fire. And now you got burned and you lost the greatest thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah.
Because of your stupidity.
Tricked it up.
Oh, yeah. Because you stayed there and nothing happened. But you somehow ended up in her bed. Yeah. And you know that she likes you and she wants you. I feel so sorry for you. Not at all. Not at all.
Hey, man, that whole concept of playing with fire, man, I think that's a deep thing, man. People playing with fire, have their hands by the fire and just don't need to, man. Especially if you so-called got such a good thing going on, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just unnecessary. But, you know, those are the battles you pick and choose, and you just got to understand the repercussions that come behind it.
Well, people don't seem to understand the repercussions because they keep playing with fire. They keep playing with these matches, and then whoosh.
Kabloom.
Right, and it blows up in your face, and then you act so surprised. Same with my ex-boyfriend. I told you how I felt about, you know, stepping out there, and I, you know, I'm not for that. And he decided that he was going to test me, and came up on the losing end of the stick.
That's not good.
Right.
Man. Especially,
and of course, you know, coming back and you know, because I can tell you the story, but I don't think I have time right now. But basically, I had somebody, you know, in my circle that was really going through it because of, you know, her man, you know, fiance cheating on her, and I was devastated by that because I'm like, they've been together for so long, and I know that, you know, there's so much love involved there. But then when I found that out, I was crushed, and, you know, like, you know, having to deal with like the other woman, and I was just like, you know what? And I pulled my boyfriend at the time aside. I was like, you know, if you want to do something outside of our relationship, then I think, you know, let me know. Like, if you want to just call it off, break up, let me know. It's gonna hurt my feelings. I'm gonna be hurt by it, but I'll be hurt a lot less if we ended like this versus you cheating on me.
Later.
And of course he said, I would never do anything like that, you know, to hurt you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, blah, blah, blah. I would never do that. It's exactly what he was doing. And he thought I was playing. Well, I digress because we got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on The Flow on tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Give us a call. The number is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. We're talking about playing with fire. Are you playing with fire? Let me know. 202-800-8100. We'll be right back after the break.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans, making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. Or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
It's electric!
The Flow, playing the best of hip-hop, R&B, and jazz.
In
Got me running for you.
Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your girl, Miss Marie, accompanied by D.H. Major.
What's really good?
In the studio, coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. That's the flow. Broadcasting Network.
The flow.
The flow. The flow.
The flow.
The flow.
F-L-O-W.
Yes. And you just heard music from the internet. The song was Don't Ya.
Don't Ya.
Don't Ya Want Me. Because that's exactly what they're saying when you get in a relationship. Don't you want me?
Absolutely.
That's what temptation is saying to you. Temptation. But like I was saying, in a previous relationship, I told my ex-boyfriend, I'm not with this cheating stuff, so either you with me or you're not.
Yeah.
And of course, that fell on deaf ears, so when I found out about his shady dealings.
He caught feelings.
Yeah, you know, playing with fire.
He got burned.
And he got burned. And
you going to learn.
You going to learn. So,
today.
You know, broke my heart into a million pieces. Mm. And like, I asked him, was it worth it? Nope.
Not even.
Not even.
But we live and we learn.
Yeah, we live and we learn. And that relationship, it burned.
We live, we learn, we lose.
We burn.
And we burned.
Yes. So what are some ways that people put their relationships at risk? Or what are some ways that they play with fire?
I think it's sometimes being too open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being too open with members of the opposite sex,
mm-hmm,
about your relationship. You know, even on a friend level. You,
mm-hmm,
know, because... let me break it down for you.
Break it down for me.
When I get in the DH predator mode, right, and you giving me all this good info, I'm gonna tell you, if I really want you, I'm just gonna use this and just turn it around on you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes being too open,
mm-hmm,
about what's going on in your relationship and in your personal life,
mm-hmm,
you know, can backfire on you, and you know, you may be bringing upon unwanted feelings, you know.
And you'll be that shoulder.
Hey, you can cry, girl.
He hurt me so bad.
Listen, I didn't care.
He left the toilet seat up again.
Oh, for real? You can use my toilet, baby. My toilet seat is down, baby. Go on. And see, that's all it takes. It's just a small window.
Yep.
A smidgen of opportunities.
And people, they definitely leave the window open for people to be in their business. And I see it all the time. And it's a fine line. You know, you got to have, as somebody said in our Facebook group, you got to have healthy boundaries. But how do you have those healthy boundaries? Because, you know, some people legitimately want some advice. You know, I'm having this issue with my marriage. I'm having this issue with my girl. She don't want to try this in the bedroom. Or, you know, my guy, you know, he doesn't help out around the house and it's getting frustrating. You know, how do I talk to him without talking down to him? So somebody will see that and use that against you. Like, you know what? Hey, Cassandra, you know,
right,
how are things going with your man? You know, I understand, you know, I was in that situation with my ex and she wanted me to do this. And you know what? Now I get it. You know, it took me a while to see the error of my ways, but now I get it. Is your man getting it? Oh, he's not? Well, talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And then they'll continue to engage in conversation. So, you know, Cassandra's so frustrated with her man. So she starts talking to Lewis or whoever the person is, you know, about her situation, you know, more and more. Like, she gets used to him inboxing her every day. Or she's like, you know what? My company is having this happy hour. We're all getting together. How about you come? Then they meet face to face. And they're talking like, oh, my God. And he's telling her how beautiful she is. Just making her feel real good.
Right.
Real, real good. And then, you know, they exchange numbers. But she's like, yeah, you know, I got a man at home. You know, I got a husband. But, you know, we could text. It's no big deal. It's just texting. And then he's giving you that whole good morning, beautiful. And he just makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. So then when you on your lunch break, you talking. You know, when you take a break, it ain't even lunchtime. You taking a smoke break and you don't even smoke just so you can talk to Lewis.
That's his name, Lewis.
No, I just made that up. But okay. Yeah, you taking all these kind of breaks so that you
Lewis
can,
and Cassandra.
Right, right. So random, but stuff like that happens often. And how do people snap out of it?
I mean, I think in the beginning, if that's not something that you are actively looking for, you have to be a good judge of character and determine who you may be giving this information to, because you could be potentially giving information, you know, to somebody who's your enemy. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't know that, because they come into you so nicely, like, you know what, I've been there, sister, you can talk to me, you can count on me, you know what, let's go to this coffee shop, you know, it's strictly platonic, let's go to this coffee shop, it's very safe, it's gonna be a lot of other people there, and we'll talk. And then you get to the Starbucks, and then he's staring into your eyes. Like I said, he's telling you how beautiful you are and how he wishes that, you know, he had done right by his woman, because he was, you know, she would be happy. So he knows that he could do those same things with her, like give him that opportunity that he missed out on. And, you know, he starts, you know, just, you know, making her feel real, real good.
You know what? As you're saying this, I'm just replaying some old situations in my brain. And I'm just like, wow, you know, I've definitely been on both sides of that fence, and I can understand, you know, where both sides are coming from. You don't, you know, you really don't want to give, you know, information to somebody who you think can, you know, pollute your situation,
right.
But you don't know that off the break.
But like by you said, even going to that person about your situation, you're already polluting it.
Yeah.
Especially if this is somebody that's not already been in your immediate
circle. That's
what
I was going to say. If this is somebody that's already in your circle, or somebody you already cool with, then you can do that. But you can't
actively. And even with people that are in your circle that you cool with, you can't always do that with, because they don't need to be in your business.
That's true.
They don't need to know. You have to have, you know, I think maybe one or two safety people that you can talk to,
right,
that will tell you about yourself, that do not have any romantic interest in you, and you don't have any romantic interest in them.
And I can, and I mean, I don't want to put anybody in a box, but I can see why a lot of girls have, you know, maybe gay friends, you know, somebody they feel like won't, you know, won't take advantage of them, and somebody they comfortable they can talk to, you know, because that's, it's hard being a guy, being, you know, somebody that may be attracted to you and having to listen. If somebody feel comfortable to talk to you and just listen to you, just pour out your heart about your dude, I don't want to hear about no other dude.
Right.
I mean,
but you're going to sit there and take it because you like her. A lot of guys, they go, well, you know what? I'm going to sit there and take this, you know, because I like her.
Only
and
for a time.
Eventually, she'll come around and see that I was the one for her all along.
Only for a time. You can take that.
Babe. Right. So people put themselves in risk, or they play with fire by engaging with folks who they know have a romantic interest.
Yeah.
So you know who you are. You know who you are.
Why are you looking at me?
I ain't looking
oh, they
at
can't
you.
See y'all. They
right,
can't
I'm
see
just looking
y'all
at you because you in the studio with
oh,
me.
Oh, that's true.
But and the other thing is, you know, putting themselves in compromising situations.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that kills me. Like I've said this before. I've been in, you know, I'm in a lot of different Facebook groups, and I've heard people say, well, if my husband knew or if my wife knew that I was in a group like this, they would have a problem with it. They would not approve. So why are you already lighting that match knowing they wouldn't approve? I get you want to have your own, you know, individuality, but if you know what's going to cause some strife in your relationship, if it's going to hinder the progress of your relationship, if you know deep down they're not going to like it, why are you continuing to walk that line?
Yeah, look, I say this. I've never been married before, okay? But I guess I'm old school because, you know, two becomes one when you get married. So you got two brains. You do things differently, but if I'm really in for this relationship, I'm not gonna do anything that's gonna jeopardize that. So if I even got the idea that it may be something that can trick up my situation, I'm just gonna leave it alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that if she only knew, or if he only knew,
right?
Like,
and
if
that's
you
what,
know,
right?
That's the, you know, that's the big thing. If you know, then that should be enough.
And if for people it's not enough, they play with fire, and they're like, oh well, that's just my friend. Those are just my friends.
That's my brother.
What she don't know won't hurt her. When, you know what? And that's actually happened to me. Years ago, I went out with a guy. Went on a date with him.
Yeah.
And I'm checking the time. We had gone to dinner. And we were just talking because we really hadn't had a chance to talk since we exchanged numbers. You know, I had been working a lot and traveling a lot for this particular position. So one time we got to get together, it was like that was really our introductory conversation. So I was just asking about himself, and he said he had kids. I think he said he had three. And at that point, I was like, oof. I said, so are you like divorced or something? He said, no, we still together. I said, excuse me? And he says to me, what she don't know won't hurt her. I said, I am so sorry to inform you that this date is over. I will not. I said, I would have ordered the most expensive thing on the menu on your dime. But I said, but out of respect for your kids and your wife, I'm not going to do that. So, F you. I thought about throwing my drink in his face, but I didn't. So
please don't go loving hip hop on him.
No, I didn't. So I decided that it was not even worth it, because you know what? Me leaving was good enough for me, because he was definitely trying to convince me to stay, but I let him know I'm not that kind of person. I will not settle for that at all.
That's too much, man.
At all. So it's almost time for This Week in Black History, but I got to let you guys know about Epiphany Salon and Spa. Are you going to take me to Epiphany Salon and Spa?
I will definitely do that.
Because you know what? I definitely need something done to this head. My hair, I need a trim, a style, or something. It's just, I've let my hair grow back, and I'm over it already. You know, I still want it to grow, but it needs some life. So Epiphany Salon and Spa, relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Call 202-319-1600. That's 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. That's Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Remember that. So now it's time for This Week in Black History. So I'm going to pass it to you, D.H. Major.
Well, I appreciate that. This Week in Black History, a lot of historic events happened this week, even beginning with today, back in 1992. This was the first day of the L.A. riots. Mm-hmm. Speaking of riots. Exactly. Which sparked nearly the all-white jury that acquitted the four cops in the brutal beating of Rodney King. Okay. With that riot, they had about 50 people who died and over 1,000 injuries and an estimated $1 billion in property damage.
Wow.
1992. This week back in 1950, the brilliant poet Gwendolyn Brooks, was the first African-American to win the Pulitzer Prize in 1950 for her second collection, Annie Allen. She was born in Topeka, Kansas, and went on to do a lot of great projects going forward. So 1950, Miss Gwendolyn Brooks,
okay,
won the Pulitzer Prize.
Okay,
for you writers out there, the Pulitzer Prize, that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Back in 1967, the long hot summer began. It's a period between May 1st and October the 1st that witnessed the most dramatic and destructive series of black urban disturbances in American history. Major riots took place in over 40 American cities, and there were lesser disturbances in about 100 smaller towns and cities. Many felt that the riots were sparked by a collective sense of frustrated hopes and a new urban generation less willing to adopt peaceful means for change.
Mm.
Man, that sounds pretty current.
Yes.
And that was 1967.
Right, because it's a lot of stuff going on in Baltimore. It definitely breaks my heart. And I don't believe in the destruction of property, but I understand. So, Baltimore, I am with you. I actually have on my Baltimore Ravens hat today.
She does.
Although, I'm not a big Baltimore fan. Talking about the Ravens.
Yeah.
I mean, and when I say, like, when people have asked me, are you from Baltimore? I'm like, I find that to be offensive. And not because I don't think Baltimore people are cool. And not because of the stuff that's going on now. It's because I thought that Baltimore people were Bammers.
Right.
With the gold teeth and stuff like that. So, I did not want to be associated with that. But, yeah. I'm with you, Baltimore folks. So
yeah, support
I'm gonna
Baltimore,
just leave it
man.
At that because you know I'm definitely not for police brutality, and I know they're trying to create a lot of diversions now by saying, well, Freddie Gray had a record. His record is irrelevant.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
really irrelevant. He's been arrested. He was never convicted, or you know, he didn't go to prison, as far as I know. And I'm thinking a lot of stuff they reported might not even be true, because you know the white media has a real interesting way of trying to twist stuff that's happened that really hasn't happened.
Spin
so
first.
If you ask the people who've actually been on the ground, you'll get a completely different story.
Absolutely.
Just like those students that they wouldn't allow to board those buses at Mondawmin Mall when stuff started. Just like the police officers that were throwing rocks and stuff at those kids. They were trying to leave. They weren't even trying to ride. They were trying to go home. They wouldn't let those kids leave. But, yeah, let me get off of my soapbox and now. Back to you.
All right, I'll get back on the soapbox. Here we go. 1844, this week, back in 1844, the master inventor Elijah McCoy was born in Ontario, Canada. Let me just bring this to your attention. Have you ever heard the term real McCoy?
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's coined from.
Okay.
He mastered in mechanical devices and improved engines, locomotives, and steamships. He owns over 50 patents and coined the phrase, the real McCoy, because when it was the real McCoy, it's legit.
So, exactly.
1844, Elijah McCoy. Also, a few other points. Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, back in 1891, this week back in 1891, he founded the Provident Hospital and Training Center in Chicago.
Okay.
Now, that name may be familiar because he was the first, he performed the first open heart surgery on July 9th, 1893. And he operated on a man that was injured in a knife fight. The man would end up living another 20 years after surgery. So, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams founded the Provident Hospital and Training Center this week back in Chicago back in 1891.
Okay. So, that's it for this week in Black History. We got some black women to add to that. Some beautiful black women.
Yes.
Okay.
I have three beautiful black women.
Let's hear it.
Whose birthdays are this week.
Okay. Let's hear it.
And actually, one is Dominican. Does that count?
Yes.
Beautiful brown woman?
Yes. Beautiful brown.
Rosa Acosta, who turns 31. You may know her. She's a dancer, a fitness personality, and a model who was named XXL's Eye Candy of the Year back in 2009. Trust me, I looked at the pictures. She's amazing. Also, Miss Tina Atkins Campbell. Now, that name may sound familiar because she's a part of Mary Mary, who turns 41 this week.
She's a part of what?
Mary Mary.
Oh, Mary Mary.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought you said Mary and Barry.
Mary-
That's not like a pardon? Okay. And who else?
Drew Sidor, who turns 30. You may know her from the show The Game. Also, she's a recording artist, been in a few movies like White Chicks, Step Up, and Wild Hogs, and been on a few episodes of That's So Raven. And, of course, she got a big fame from The Game, who helped Derwin play with fire and get burned back on season 3, I believe.
I don't know. I'm out the loop with that show.
It's
so,
okay.
Well, yeah. So
the loop is closed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, for this week in Black History and this week in Beautiful Black Women. So going back to tonight's topic, we're talking about playing with fire. And what the heck was I talking about before we went to break? Before we started talking about, what was I saying?
We were talking about
I don't even remember.
Opening up.
Oh, yeah. Opening up to to different people. So that's a huge way to play with fire. And you know what? Another thing that I've noticed, you know, especially when opening up to new people and you kind of establish these new relationships that aren't necessarily good for you. Like I said, it might have started off as a coworker and, you know, we became cool, which is natural. Like you're surrounded by these people often. So, you know, you're cool with them and it grows into something more. And, you know, you kind of start crossing the line.
Yeah.
Well, that's just my coworker. Why are you tripping? Your coworker don't need to be texting you at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
So, boundaries. I think that's a huge way that we play with fire in our relationships. We don't have boundaries. But the other thing is, you know, you start changing your behaviors. You know, you're not very pleasant to your spouse. You know, your spouse gets all the attitude when they call you. Yeah, what's up? What you want? Uh-huh. All right. No, they calling you and you have this, you know, like they're bothering you kind of attitude and tone that you take with them.
Right.
When that new person calls or that friend or that coworker, you all, oh, hey, Stephanie, girl, how are you? When your lady calls, what's up? I'm at work. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, then. You're real short with them.
Man, the honeymoon is over, man.
Yeah, the honeymoon is over. And a lot of times we don't realize we're the reason the honeymoon is over.
Yeah.
If you changed your attitude in the way that you treated your lady, then you would have a more chipper attitude when you picked up the phone when she called.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people, when they see their mates call, it's just like, oh, roll their eyes. Like, what does she want?
Yeah.
What's she want now? She just called to tell you that she loved you. But now that you answer the phone with an attitude that's become an argument, now she's pissed off at you, and then it's going downhill from there.
But, I mean, I think even what you're saying, it makes it feel like it's a chore and feel like it's something they don't really want to do. If you don't want the relationship, get the hell out.
Right.
Please help me help you, because that's one more opportunity for the single brother, me.
Right.
That I can take advantage of.
Because if I'm miserable, you're miserable.
Hey, there you go.
But people can come out of these miserable situations. They just don't want to try.
Right.
And that's the thing when it comes to these newer situations that they put, you know, when they put themselves at risk, you know, they don't want to lose their relationship, but yet they're still engaging inappropriately and not having these boundaries with these other people because they're falling victim to temptation.
Yeah.
So I just lost my train of thought, and I'm gonna just leave it right there.
Temptation is a beast, though.
It really is, because when you have somebody that's constantly throwing it at you, you will, or sometimes you might have a moment of weakness.
I mean, but I think the part, I mean, because we're humans, so I mean, it's hard to, like, you know, abide by certain rules and stuff. But the thing about it is, this is something you set. If you know you're going to succumb to the temptation and the pressure,
then step away.
Just be open and just be free and just be like, okay, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do, because I know I'm going to hurt you. So I'm just going to just be single.
Yes, be free as a bird. Or, I mean, and I think it's, you need to have those difficult conversations with your spouse. Like, you know what? There's this person, like, on my route that has, you know, I'm attracted to her. And, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to step outside of our relationship. I really value you, but, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way. And y'all take it from there. Like, it's going to be a difficult conversation to have, but it's going to be an eye-opener. Because maybe that'll get your partner to wake up and to get them to start getting themselves back to normal. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in a relationship, it becomes lax. If you become relaxed, and sometimes things become very stale. So that could be a wake-up call. You're like, you know what? We haven't been dating that much anymore. I haven't been fixing myself up, or you haven't been talking to me. Like, we haven't been communicating. So maybe, you know, we need to talk, but also I need to know who this heifer is on your route. So maybe you need to change your route, or you need to let her know that nothing's going to happen between y'all, and you need to set those boundaries, or I'm going to do it for you.
But just like my man Fonte is even saying, does it have to be so all or nothing?
It doesn't have to be so all or nothing.
Cause I'm always
but yeah, actually I take that back, it has to be all or nothing, because that's one of the main problems.
Yeah.
Because you stop giving your all to your spouse, and you start investing into the potential new booty, you know. You start focusing your energy on the new booty, and you pour into that relationship.
Yeah.
Because the new booty gets the best of you.
Yeah.
They're not getting the you that peas on the toilet seat. They're not getting the you who leaves your hair clippings on the sink. They're not getting the you who threw your underwear on the floor and I gotta pick up your socks.
Right.
They're not getting the you that came home drunk and threw up all over the place and I cleaned it up. They're not getting the you that has the mustache remover cream on your face and the pimple cream and the scarf and the raggedy t-shirt that you come into bed in. They're not getting that person. They're getting, you know, the new booty is getting the tight outfits and the cleavage and the fresh perfume and cologne, or that nice suit that's tailored. You know, they're getting the fresh hairdo. They're getting all that. They're getting that face beat, that makeup. But your spouse ain't getting none of that. And that's the thing. They get lured by this whole new situation, not realizing that once you present all of you to this new booty, that new booty gonna become old booty. Then you're gonna try to get something else new. It's like it's a cycle that you continue to repeat. And why? When all you have to do is go back to your initial relationship, your initial spouse that has, you know, put everything aside to be with you, and just refocus that energy. But a lot of us don't want to do that work. They think that just getting something new is going to fix it. Well, you know what? I have all these problems at home, but you don't even realize you're the problem.
Yeah.
You are the problem at home.
Yes, indeed. I mean, you put it plain as day. It's just a cycle that keeps going on. If you're always wanting more, you end up in the same boat every time.
You got to wake up and see that you're the problem.
Yeah.
And I want to go onto Facebook because I asked a question. I said, how do you resist temptation while in a relationship? Of course, we can become complacent in our own situations, so it can feel good to receive the looks and the compliments, advances, etc. from folks, especially if they are uber attractive,
right,
you know, outside of your relationship. So how do you resist and remain faithful? And Clyde said, my dad told me when I got married, the best way to stay faithful to your wife was don't be alone with another woman. So simple, but it worked.
Yeah, that can work.
My buddy Rodney, he said, we aren't that complicated and not that strong. As men, we know what we like, so you can receive the compliment if appropriate and keep it moving. We don't run fast enough to get out of a certain situation, so it's best to avoid them, like Clyde alluded to.
I think we're seeing a trend.
Troy says, temptation is everywhere. I appreciate compliments from the opposite sex. I sometimes even engage in friendly flirting for entertainment. However, it's my responsibility to know where that line is.
Friendly flirting?
Yeah. I think flirting can be healthy because you want to feel desirable to other people outside of your spouse, outside of your relationship, because things do get stale. Like, if I see you every day, you're like, oh, you're beautiful. Like, oh, thank you, honey. But if somebody else says that I don't communicate or interact with regularly, it's like, oh, well, damn. Thank you for noticing. And it resonates even more when you get that from somebody if you're not getting that at home.
Yeah.
So, hold that thought, because I gotta hit that button.
R&B and jazz.
In Washington, D.C.
Can't take it with you when you're gone. But I want enough to get there on. And I ain't ever growing old. So I keep on rolling with the flow. I ain't never growing old. If I keep on rolling with the flow.
Whoa! These are way better snacks.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling with the flow.
Hey, keep on trucking, man.
Keep on trucking, yes, yes. You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your girl, Miss Marie. I'm in the studio with my boy, D.H. Major.
What's really good with you?
And tonight we're talking about playing with fire. Keep in mind, you can hit me up on social media. You can hit me on Instagram and Twitter at @dateisover, and also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Don't forget to read the website, thisdateisover.com, 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 and check out the blog posts. We release a new blog every Wednesday, and our newest blog post is, you know, talking about, you know, enough already. If you can't afford to date, then don't date. So check it out. Post your comments. I know it's a lot of debate. It's heavily debated because the guy's talking about how much money people spend on dating. And if you can't afford it, then don't do it. So yeah, the number to the studio is 202-800-8100. 202-800-8100. Give us a call. It's the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And what the heck am I going to rant and rave about? I'm going to rant and rave about Darian sending me, D.H. sending me this video. I asked him to send me. I don't know what's going on my iPad, but I ain't get it yet. But I'm trying to get that video.
And that's fine. Darian,
did you get my text?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent it to you.
But yeah, it's time for Miss Marie's rant and rave. So temptation, it's real. We all deal with it. Yeah, he or she might excite you, make you feel good, etc. But let's evaluate why. Well, the obvious is that it's new, and we all love new stuff. So think about it in terms of a new car. When you get that new car, there's a level of excitement involved. Well, excluding the car note, because I ain't excited about no damn car note.
Hell no.
But when you get a new car, you're excited. You know, you got the fresh paint, that brand new interior, no cracks, no dings, and the new car smell. When you first got the car, you took great care of it. You were attentive. You washed it all the time, kept it clean, didn't eat or drink in the car. You kept up with the maintenance, and you showed it off to your friends. Like, look, check it out. I got this. Look at this. Look at this. My new car. Hey, don't drink in my car. It's my new car. I got to keep my baby fresh. I got to keep my baby clean. I got to take care of my baby. Now, a couple of years have gone by, and you gotten comfortable and very relaxed. You got old French fries on the floor.
Oh, man.
The paint is chipped. You got a couple of fuses blown. You can't even cut the light on in your car because the fuse is blown. And you are 6,000 miles overdue for oil change.
Ooh.
So your car isn't responding like it used to. And it's sluggish, and perhaps it's not responsive at all. So now you see the newer models on the road, and you're looking around like, damn, look at that new car, though. Look at that new one. You know what? I think it's time for me to upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick of this car. This car ain't responding. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. It's a mess. Like, I don't need this car no more. I don't want this car. So I'm going to get me a new car. So you want to upgrade. But you can't even see that it's your fault that the car ain't running like it's supposed to be running.
Your fault.
It's your fault. The problem is you. You don't take care of it like you used to. You're not attentive like you used to. And this relates to our relationships. You know, take a step back and look at your relationship. Because when you were first in your relationship, I'm certain that you were excited. You were very attentive. But now you have been very relaxed. So reflect on yourself and your actions. Are you really doing what you're supposed to be doing to put a smile on your partner's face? Because I believe in the law of reciprocity. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in your relationship to make certain that other person is happy, then I can sense, maybe 98% of me, maybe 100, believes that, you know, they reciprocate what you're doing. Like, you get what you give. And if you're giving the bare minimum, why are you expecting anything more from your spouse? And, you know, like I said earlier, the potential of new booty, you know, you put your all into this new booty without realizing that you can recycle your old booty.
That is true.
So if you are complimenting your spouse on a regular basis, if you guys are actually dating each other, if you're talking to your spouse, you know, and actually without an attitude, then I'm certain that things would be a lot better. You won't need that new booty.
That's true. If you just take care of the booty you got.
Right. Take care of the booty that you got. But a lot of us aren't doing that. We don't want to invest in what we already have. But then when we lose that, that's when we want to cry bloody murder. Oh, my God, my life is over. Your life been over. Your life has been over because you haven't been speaking life or giving life to your relationship. And that's not fair. I don't think it's fair that, you know, you have somebody at home and you're not even focused on what you have in the house. You get so, you know, engaged and you're so blinded by what's being presented by this other person, and you're not presenting your true self. Like I said, you're the one that's peeing on the toilet seat and not cleaning up after yourself.
Chill.
You're the one coming home drunk and your spouse got to clean up after you. You didn't left the hair clippings up when you're on the counter. You left the fridge open. You forgot to pick the kids up from school, but they're picking up your slack.
Yeah.
And they're getting all of you, the good and the bad, and they've accepted that. But you're only presenting that good side of you to this new booty, which you should be presenting to the person that you got at home, and you're not presenting that at home, so then they're going to present their bad self to you because the law of reciprocity. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing in the house. So take care of home first before you step out there. Make sure you establish boundaries. Please. If you know that this person likes you on a romantic level, keep them the hell away. Do what you got to do to not risk that relationship, because as they say, it's cheaper to keep her. You know, you think that having a new model car is going to be great, but it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get that new car note that's associated with it, and the, you know, the value of your car, your old car, has gone down, so it's going to be hard to sell. So it's going to be a lot of things involved. You got that new maintenance that you got to take care of, and all other problems that come with that new relationship that you weren't aware of. But you knew the problems with your old relationship that you could have fixed because you caused them. But hey, I digress. So anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, just taking, you know, everything you said, you know, it just took me to a song. You know, Dave Hollis had that song, Take Care Home.
Yep.
You know, maybe if you keep her first, you know, you don't have to worry about yours. So just, you know, take care of home. And I think that goes for both sides. You know, if this is something that you want, you make sure you invest in that. Because the minute you stop focusing on your current investment, you know, and start looking elsewhere, you know, your investment ain't gonna pay dividends for you no more. And that's real talk.
Yeah. And you want to get a return on your investment, but people stop investing. And what do you think is really going to happen? And that's what I understand. And if like DH said earlier, if you are really that unhappy, then end your relationship.
Bye.
Farewell, so long. Don't string this person along and you're really not going to be serious about it. But I don't know. We're about to go to break, so give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100. That's 202-800-8100. Yes. Tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. We'll be right back. So keep it right here on The Flow.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Fluff.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, joined in the studio with D.H. Major.
What's happening, people?
And you just heard music from Nicole Ray. The song was Borrowed Time. Because that's what we're talking about tonight, you know, putting your relationship at risk, and some people are on borrowed time and whatnot. But yeah, that was our Makeout Monday song of the day for this week. But I got to tell you guys about Network Contracting Services. You know, introducing Network Contracting Services, where we will take care of your home and office needs.
From handyman services.
From handyman services to installing kitchens, baths, windows, doors, flooring, drywall, painting, and carpentry. We also build houses and additions. Call us today to get started at 202-722-7470. The number again is 202-722-7470 for NCS, Network Contracting Services. But tonight on This Day Is Over Radio, we're talking about playing with fire. And I got another playing with fire edition.
Okay.
I didn't really finish talking about my ex-boyfriend's situation, but I think I've shared enough. Who cares? So, another situation. So, I was dating this guy a couple months ago. It was like the end of last year, this year. So, I have been, dating this guy. And he was real cool. I liked the guy. I thought it was a mutual thing. And we kind of lost touch with him. Both of our schedules, we're both entrepreneurs, so our schedules are kind of up and down. But, you make time for what's important. Like, if you like the person, you're going to make time for them. So, I didn't really feel like it was reciprocated, so I wasn't going to chase the guy. I let him know that. I said, well, I understand that you're busy, so it is what it is. I'm not going to be doing all, this extra stuff to try to be with you, because I know you got stuff going on in your line of business, and I do too. So, if it happens, it happens. It doesn't, it doesn't. It is what it is. So, we lost touch. I haven't spoken to him or seen him in a couple of months, and he reached out to me last Friday, and of course the whole what's up stranger, I was like, when you call me that, trust and believe, you're gonna get an earful, because I do not like when people call me stranger. Like, you have my phone number, you know how to reach me, because if I'm calling you and texting you, you don't respond, I'm not going to keep reaching out to you. So anyway, so we had a good conversation. We talked for like an hour and whatnot. Okay. So we just caught up to see how things were doing. Because he sent me this text message that was saying like, hey, I know, it's been a while since we've spoken. There were some things going on in my family. And, I'm sorry that I lost touch. But you know what? I've really been thinking about you. Through it all, I thought of you. I was like, okay, that's really nice. Mm. So we talked and, caught up a little bit. And okay, that was fine. So fast forward to Sunday. I'm on social media, as I always am, because that's what I do for This Date Is Over. And, I got to be socially active.
Got to be social.
So I was on Instagram. And I'm going through my timeline. I saw this array of sweets. I was like, oh, that is really cool. Okay. The person who did the pastry chef, baked all these different little shapes. I was like, that is really nice. And it was for somebody's birthday.
Okay.
I was like, oh, cool. And I just, scrolled by casually. When I saw the name, I went back up. I was like, wait a minute. That's his name. Because I know the name of his business. That's the number that comes up on my call ID. It's his business name. I know his business name. That and everything on the suites was associated with his business, including, of course, the name of his business.
Right.
And I read the caption, and the girl was saying, thank you so much, blank person, for making my boyfriend's, sweets, a sweets platter. Because his birthday was this past Monday.
Right.
So I was like, hold up. He got a girlfriend? Playing with fire.
Man.
I follow his girlfriend on Instagram.
Wow.
I follow her. Not knowing that they were together. I just thought, she had some cool stuff on her page. Right. I don't even know how I followed her. But it is what it is. So I'm like, wait a minute. And, she was like, yeah, my boyfriend's going to love these.
Started doing research, didn't you?
I did. It's quick. I was like, wait a minute. So all I could do was laugh. I was like, damn it. This dude has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how long has he had a girlfriend? Because I'm like, okay, because we've gone out here. We've gone to these places together. He stayed at my house a couple of times, at his house a couple of times. So I'm like, hold up. When did all of this take place?
When you weren't there.
Exactly. Playing with fire. See, I could be petty.
Yeah.
I could be petty and say, hey, here's this picture of me and you're a man. But I'm not that kind of person.
Don't be petty, Murphy.
I'm not going to be Petty LaBelle. But other chicks would do that, though.
That's true.
Other chicks would do that, though. But he's playing with fire because I could be that person. Because you never know the kind of crazy a person can be once they find out you've been being deceptive. And that guy right there, I'm just like, really, though? You going to lie to me? Like, really? And it's not like we haven't had those conversations. Like, that's, are you single? Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
So I'm just like, wow. And we talked for how many hours on the phone on Friday? And I'm just like, oh, okay. Wow. Interesting. Playing with fire. And that's the thing with people don't realize. You might not be on social media, but people around you are. So you need to be very careful. Because, you know, it's very easy to cheat, but it's just as easy to get caught out there. You know, screenshots have definitely ruined a lot of relationships. See, and I could definitely screenshot and ruin his. But I'm not going to do that. But if he decides to contact me, I'm just like, well, did your girlfriend approve of you calling me right now?
Screenshots.
Because don't trust and believe, I definitely screenshotted that picture. Like, oh, my boyfriend's birthday. Okay, oh, sweets.
I'm scared as hell of the screenshot, man. Screenshot will get you in
some trouble. Screenshot will definitely get you into some trouble. And, you know, I had a similar situation with somebody else. You know, he and I were dating for a few months and, you know, things were cool. And he was saying that he was going, he said it was a guy's trip. And come to find out, it was like a co-ed trip.
Okay.
And his ex-girlfriend was there.
You talking to him, though?
Hmm?
You supposed to be talking to this dude.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sure he probably left out.
He conveniently left that out.
Just a guy's trip.
This is just a guy's trip. You know, my friends from high school. That's all it is. I said, oh, okay, cool. Like, I have no problem if you want to hang out with your friends. I'm not going to be the one to try to smother you because I get it. Like, if we spend so much time together, you want to have a break. I want you to still be able to have your individuality, be with your friends, do what you got to do. Have some fun.
Right.
But you conveniently left out some details.
Pertinent details. Yeah.
And of course, it shows up on my timeline. And it wasn't even on his timeline. I don't even think I was following him. It was on somebody else's that I followed. I'm just like, wait a minute.
Yo.
And it was like, hey, you know, fun trip, all the homies and blah, blah. I'm just like, oh, so I was like, wait a minute. I said, so you going on vacation with your ex-girlfriend now? And of course, he was like, no, I know it looks weird. I said, yeah, but you weren't even honest with me. Like, you couldn't even be honest with me
but
about the situation.
Tell the truth. If he told you I'm going on a trip and my ex is going, would you have let him go?
But I can't control what you're going to do. But I would not have been comfortable with it. I'm like, yo, so why would you...
You know what I'm saying.
No, I would not be comfortable
with
it. Exactly. But I'm still going to find out. But he said, well, yeah, we did stay in the same... I said, so where did she sleep? He said, in the room with me. I said, interesting. But nothing happened.
Why would you tell...
Sure it didn't. I'm like, come on
bro,
now.
Bro, whoever this person is, man.
Dumb as a pile of bricks.
Stay... Don't take no pictures. And... You already, okay, I understand. Yeah, she went, but I'm not going to, we slept in the same bed. Nothing happened. Even if nothing did happen, it ain't what it is what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it looked bad.
But people, you know, social media, it'll catch you out there. And so many people have been caught out there. But yeah, I've caught a couple of people without even, it's like, it's amazing how things fall into your lap when you're not even looking. Like, this was the whole thing with the sweets. I'm like, I just thought it was a cool picture. And I was like, wait a minute. And there was two problems with that picture. Not only was it the dude that I had been talking to, like I said, he and I don't really talk anymore.
Yeah.
But we had talked previously. But it was also somebody else that she tagged in the picture that I did not like.
Chill.
Like the person who made the stuff. Because right. I was going to like the picture until I saw who made it. I was like, oh, no. I've tried to contract this person in the past. They have horrible service. I can't even like the picture just because of who was on it. And when I saw that person's name, I was like, oh, no. She got it from this horrible company. I can't even support. Because that's why I was like, eyeballed the picture. I was like, I really like this. I was like, oh, it's her. It's that chick who I can't rock with.
Yo, you know one thing I'm realizing is that when stuff just falls into place and you get that epiphany, like I found out through social media that this girl I was talking to, same situation. She had a dude she was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I just happened to find out just on accident, you know, not even looking for it. And not even knowing you know, what was going to come about. And she just, out of nowhere, just popped up and I found out. And then I put two and two together. I'm like, oh, so when she said she was doing this, this was happening. Mm-hmm. I scrolled back about 6 weeks ago. Oh, you said you were going to be here, but you were here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when stuff all come together, you really feel like a fool because...
Right. It's like, damn. Like, you could have just told me. But, of course, I don't like that people want to make the decision for me. And you know I'm not with this. You know I'm not for this. But you're going to put me in a situation that really could be unsafe for me. Because if this chick finds out about me, then my safety's at issue. Because I don't know if she's crazy or not.
Yeah. That's just... It's just too much, man. If you feel like... If you can't tell me about it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If you wouldn't have this conversation in front of your spouse, then perhaps you shouldn't be having it. If you would have a problem with your spouse doing the same behaviors, you should not be doing it.
Because I'm telling you, when the shoe on the other foot,
it kicks real hard in your ass.
Kick hard, man. Oh, gosh. That's no fun, man. I think I avoid situations like that just because of the fact, even if you don't find out, and I know you ain't gonna find out, the fact that in my mind that if you even had any inkling of an idea and it's done towards me, that's the end all be all for me. Everybody can cheat. Can't ain't really comfortable getting cheated on. You know what I'm
saying? It sure as hell ain't.
Yeah.
It sure as hell ain't. But I want to go back real quick to the question I asked earlier. I said, how do you resist temptation while in a relationship?
Yeah.
So Aurelia, she said, by addressing the types of voids in your relationship that would make you susceptible to cheating, things in the relationship that create dissatisfaction, and continuing to cultivate a strong bond and striving to grow together as opposed to passively allowing ourselves to grow apart. And that's a huge thing because, you know, I want to be able to practice the whole not going to bed angry thing.
Right.
Because that's important. It's very important. I'd rather, you know, sex my way out of that anger.
Hey.
But, you know, we become so passive. We become two ships passing in the night, which is not good. And we allow our relationships to grow apart. And sometimes we allow the kids to come in between. You know what? My husband isn't doing what he's supposed to do. So, you know what? I'm going to just ignore him. I'm going to just put all my energy into my children. Wrong move. You got to have that healthy foundation and that stable foundation with your spouse. And a lot of us, we're just like, oh, well, I mean, that's my husband, but yeah, it is what it is. So I think we really got to do a better job of communicating to each other. My buddy Sean, he said, temptation is everywhere. Compliments are cool to give and receive as long as they're given or taken in a respectful manner. Your fine-ass coworker doesn't need to be told that every day, though. I'll say the best way to keep from cheating is to imagine your partner doing all the things you're thinking about or doing.
Gosh.
If you can handle that image or act and still be able to love and accept them, knock yourself out. So
like
if you can imagine, wow, just bang my knee. If you could imagine your chick doing all those things that you've been doing with that other person, or saying all those things that you say to those other women, if you are cool with your woman saying that to other men, then go for it and knock yourself out. And Jay, she said, I resist temptation by asking myself, is it really worth losing my relationship for?
Yeah.
And my answer is no. So I just keep it moving. And besides, my loyalty and the love I have for my dude won't allow me to proceed with such. And that's a great way to put it. You know,
it is, man. I mean, it's a lot, man, especially when you got so much invested into
right.
it, man.
Is it really worth losing your relationship?
Playing with fire.
Is it really worth it?
Playing with
you
fire.
You play with fire and you will get burned. Do you really want to get burned?
Hell no. Not if... And here's the thing. The proverbial fire that we're speaking of, it's a controllable flame. Like, you don't even have to go near the stove or the fireplace or whatever fire source we're talking about. You don't even have to be in association with that. But the minute you get close, it don't even have to be you that can burn yourself. Somebody can burn you. You know what I mean? Push you right into the fire. You know, and now you're taking the brunt of the burn because of even getting too close to a situation. You know, sometimes it's just best to just stay away from some situations.
And you know, with speaking of situations, one of the things that I struggle to understand is some men. It seems to be more of a group think or lack of accountability. Like you have these circles of men, you know, who are your friends who will blatantly cheat on their spouses and they're cool with that. And I have a problem with that. That's, you know, who you're associated with. Like it's now, it's like I'm no longer my brother's keeper. That right. is that real hand. Well, that's that man's business. That's his problem. But why you signed off to be that groomsman at his wedding when he said he was going to, you know, love, honor and cherish. That's not, you know, he's not upholding his end of the bargain, and you should be that voice of reason. He might not listen to you, but I don't even see guys saying, hey, yo, like, what about Cassandra? Like, come on now, like, you got a woman at home, don't do this. I don't ever see that. And I've been in situations where I've seen men blatantly cheating on their wives, and I didn't even know. I was like, because I asked one of my guy friends, I was like, yo, is he still married? Because he wasn't wearing his ring. He normally wears his ring. They was like, yeah, they still together. I said, but so you going to see him tonguing this chick down? You're not going to do nothing? But you know what? You got to go to break. So before we get into that, DH, hold that thought. We're going to talk about accountability when we get back.
So keep it
right here on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. The best way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. So keep it right here. We'll be right back.
These are way better snacks.
What's better?
These way better snacks. They're non-GMO and sprouted.
What's sprouting?
Sprouting is nature's way of unlocking all the good stuff in seeds, grains, and beans. Making it like human rocket fuel.
My chips have little seeds in them.
Yeah, but they're not sprouted, so you absorb almost none of it.
I guess yours are way better.
Yep, gowaybetter.yum. I mean, gowaybetter.com.
Introducing Pitt Electric and Construction for all your residential, industrial, commercial electric and construction needs. We do electrical wiring, new construction, interior and exterior remodeling, tenant buildouts, security systems, fire alarms, and home electrical inspections. We have over 35 years of providing quality service to our customers. Plus, we are an 8A contractor. There is no job too big or too small for Pitt Electric and Construction. Call us today at 301-888-9335. That's 301-888-9335. 9335 or online at pittelectric.com. That's PITT-electric.com.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on The Flow.
Confess that you're not enough, and that with others you must share. But when I reach for you at night, I know you wouldn't be there. I could reveal all my faults to you, the darkest corners of my heart. But would you praise me for my honesty, or would you depart? I don't know where I should be. This game we play is killing me. She's all that I could dream, but she tears me apart.
Yeah, I don't know where I what you want. You just want 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 what you want.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. That's one of my favorite groups in the background. Foreign Exchange. Authenticity.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that.
I love me some Foreign Exchange. And that's a real song. He's just talking about temptation. And,
yeah. And
you know, how it's hard for women to want to hear the truth and whatnot. But fellas, it is hard for us to hear the truth. That's
yeah,
a reality.
Is.
But we will respect you more if you tell us the truth.
But is it really about respect, though?
It is about respect. Because I want you to respect me as your woman. Respect and love me as your woman.
And cherish you.
And tell me the truth.
Have and hold.
Because,
and
you know, at that point I can choose to walk away or I can choose to stay. Or we can choose to work it out. Or we can choose to part ways.
And that's fine. That's true.
Either way, it's going to hurt. But it hurt me a lot worse if you're going to lie to me.
But what about when you're getting all these compliments and Johnny at work is buying you lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all this.
Is that a bad thing?
When Johnny buys you lunch?
Yeah, so should a woman accept that? I was talking, yeah. So,
I mean,
is that a bad thing? So, and you know, one of the things I posted in the group earlier today is about titles. I'm not a fan of the whole, you know, giving people at work titles like, this is my work husband or my work wife. I don't like that. I think that's kind of disrespectful, but I mean, to each his own. I don't care for it, you know, because I think that sets a bad precedent with my relationship. Like, okay, this is my work husband. I'm like, yo, we ain't even married yet, but I'm your man. But you calling some other dude your husband? That's odd.
Yeah, don't fly with me.
That doesn't fly with me at all. But I know a lot of people that are cool with doing. Oh, that's my work husband,
ain't
my work wife.
Have that.
Not having it. My brother said maybe if I wasn't married, but since I am married, no can do. Lisa said I agree. What is the work wife husband thing about? It can be misconstrued, you know, it can be, you know, construed as disrespectful if the person has a real spouse. Yeah, because this is my husband, or this is my man, or this is my woman, this
right.
is my wife. You know, you will not hold that title because that's a special title that only a special person receives, and you ain't that special. You might be a special coworker.
Right.
Well, we're not on that level, and I don't want to give the impression that we're cool because, you know, and sometimes, because you're spending a majority of your time with your coworkers because people go to work. A lot of people have 9 to 5. You're in the office with these people, so of course you want to have, you know, a positive relationship with them. But some people try to get slick with it, like, yeah, I'm his work wife. Yeah, I know. I probably know more about him than you do. Remember
right.
they used to have this TV show? Was it I forgot what game show it was when they would, you know, have like the newlyweds up, or I don't know if it was the newlyweds or just a married couple up there and try to see if the wife knew more than his secretary. About him. This is like back in I think like the 70s.
Yeah,
or
I know what you're
like
talking
that.
About. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it though.
And I don't want to feel that I'm competing with your, you know, coworkers and whatnot. And I think, like I said, I think you guys should have a great positive relationship. Y'all can go to happy hour or whatever you got to do, but they need to know their place.
Yeah.
And have boundaries.
But you know, you spend. I mean, I know it's a study somewhere, but just think about it. I mean, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, if not longer, you spend more time. You know, with people at work and your coworkers more than you may spend with your family, you know, so they can be easily become, you know, like your working family,
right.
you know, and those relationships and bonds can get built, you know, there. And you just have to be in control of that.
Right. Be in control of it.
Control.
Right. Peaches said, that's not cute. Don't play with me like that.
Peaches. We won't play with you, Peaches.
Yeah, Miss Friday said, she said, nope, not cool. Might see him in the street when I'm with my dude, and if he introduces himself as a work husband, you know, or I'll be chopping my dude in the throat if a chick is talking about that she's his work wife.
Yo, but you really got
childish and not professional.
You really gotta be foolish to if I see you and your dude in the street.
Hey, work husband.
Hey, what's
well, people,
up?
People, they're playful. They
it's
think it's cute.
It's my work wifey. You know.
It's my work. This is my work day, Fred. Blah, blah, blah. But I want to go back to another person playing with fire. Another example. You know, I need to be writing blogs about this.
You should.
So here's another example. So a fraternity brother of mine, I don't know him, you know. I think we like know each other through another fraternity person.
Mm-hmm.
And our discussions were work related. You know,
okay.
I have an event planning business. He had a photography business, and he was saying, like, if you need photographers for your events, perhaps you can work together.
Right.
And he was saying that he wanted to talk to me about a possible upcoming project. And I'm like, cool. I'm always down to partner because
for
that's
business.
What I do as an event planner. You know, I hire a lot of vendors on projects, and that's the nature of business. So if you know, we work well together, great. We can build and have things together. So I'm like, all right, fine. That's cool. So quickly the conversation went stage left. He's talking about, you know, well, you're so beautiful, and my wife, she's okay looking, but she's not that pretty.
Chill.
And, you know, I would love to just get with you and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, whoa. Excuse
I thought we were talking
me.
About business.
And I'm just like, who the hell do you think you are talking to?
Can I ask
like,
you this honestly?
What?
Did you give off the vibe that you wanted anything more than a business relationship?
No.
Okay, continue.
No. And I need to have a show about that because it's difficult as a woman in the business world with people misinterpreting things, you know, and taking things way left field with the inappropriate comments. I've had people call me at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's just a lot of random stuff. But back to this story.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling me how his wife isn't very pretty, and that he would love to be with me and get to know me because, you know, I'm so this. I mean, I'm not conceited. I think I'm a nice looking person, but he was just really going overboard. And I'm just like, absolutely not. And the sad thing is, his Facebook account was connected with his wife. You know, it's like it said, you know, Stephen Jones, whoever the hell he was, is married to Stephanie Jones.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay. Once again, if I was Patti LaBelle,
just go ahead. Just jump.
I could easily screenshot this and send this to his wife. But for you to be that bold and disrespectful when your Facebook pages are connected. I could tag you in a status and say, hey, Stephen Jones, remember what you said about your wife not being pretty? Because he was like, oh, she's not very exotic. She's not this. I'm just like, for you to just disrespect your wife like that, your wife like that and really think that I'm going to get with you. Number one, you're married. But to disrespect the woman that you took those vows with.
Because if you disrespect his wife like that,
disrespect
your
wife.
You know he's talking
so
about you
blatantly,
like a dog, man.
Right. Blatant disrespect. You know, my ex-boyfriend did that too.
Really?
He was, you know, because our accounts were connected, you know, like in a relationship with so-and-so. And, you know, I came across the messages that he was having, you know, cause of course, a lot of what happens, they bait you in, like, oh, my relationship is going so bad, she doesn't treat me well, or he doesn't do this. And then you're bait like, oh, man, that is terrible that he would do such a thing to you. That's
I can't
terrible
believe it.
That she would do that.
Yeah.
So they try to bait you with that. He was doing the same thing with chicks, like, man, you know, you're so beautiful and she don't treat me right and blah, blah, blah. Like, So if I was Patty, I could have contacted his wife and showed her his messages.
Patty wife.
And people were like, well, why didn't you? I'm like, what for? I don't, that's the challenge here. Like, I don't feel the need to reach out to this person's wife.
Because it's going to do them but create another
right,
issue
because
that you're now involved in.
I'm going to be involved in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that's going to turn on me because I'm not trying to get shot or put my life in danger. Yes, he needs to be exposed, but I think that he will have no problem, you know, on his own by slipping up.
I think you doing your part and just denying the request is fine enough because you don't want to involve yourself in stuff that's really none of your business and involving yourself and making it a headache for you. Because as it stands right now, it may not be an issue for you right now. But you putting yourself out there and this is what he said, you know, you're making an issue for you. So you can just, you know, just do your thing and just let it be. Just decline the offer and just move on. Stuff that's done in the dark will eventually come to light.
It will definitely come to light. I just don't understand how people are so bold nowadays.
Yeah.
Like it ain't nothing. Like, you know what? My relationship ain't crap. And that's how I feel when I see a lot of stuff that's going on. So it just boggles my mind. Like I said, it's easier to cheat nowadays with technology and social media, but it's so much easier to get caught.
It's a lot of tracks you gotta cover, man.
Yeah, it's too much you gotta cover up, and I just don't have time for that. I just don't. But I gotta tell you guys about Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Epiphany Salon and Spa.
Yes.
Yes.
Relax and enjoy the attentive hair care atmosphere at Epiphany Salon and Spa in Washington, D.C., specializing in cuts, color, and healthy hair. We offer a variety of services for natural and relaxed looks. Ask about our formaldehyde-free keratin treatment or the therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. Therapeutic full-body massage services in our spa. I love getting a massage. But call 202-319-1600, 202-319-1600 to book your appointment or consultation today. That's Epiphany Salon and Spa.
I like it when you say massage in your radio voice.
Really?
Massage.
I love getting massaged.
A massage.
Oh, my God. That just dawned on me. Like, I don't know when my next massage therapy appointment is.
You better schedule
one. I gotta call.
You need to call Epiphany.
But my massage therapist is not at Epiphany, so I may have to check them out one day, too. But I already have an account somewhere else. So
I'm
going to check out Epiphany for my hair.
That was an alley-oop right there, man. I just threw it to you, and you just blew it.
I know. I blew it. But,
off the back of the rim.
Give us a call. The number to the studio is 202-800-8100, 202-800-8100. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Check out our latest blog post, because every Wednesday we have a new blog post. And also post your bad date stories. I know I'm not the only person that's had a bad date.
No.
And speaking of bad dates, I just happened to catch a rerun of Judge Judy about this chick who had an awful date with this guy. He felt that he was catfished by her. He was saying that she was a lot heavier than he expected her to be. She was a very nice looking woman, but she was, I guess, a lot larger than he wanted her to be. And they went out to have a romantic dinner, and he still continued to date even though he felt he had been catfished. So at the end of the night, things didn't go so well, and I guess they got into an argument. And
did he not get? Hold on, this is one date.
One date, first date, first.
So
and last.
Did he not get no booty? Is that what the issue was?
He was just saying that she wasn't attractive, but they exchanged words, and he had driven from Philly to Atlantic City, and he left her in Atlantic City. So she tried to stop the car guy from, like, why are you just gonna leave me here? And she kicked his car
after they had dinner.
Yep. After they had dinner and went to the bar and danced and clubbed and had drinks, all that.
Okay. Can I give a quick disclaimer?
Yeah.
This is not even a disclaimer, but I can understand if this happens before dinner. Right? If y'all just in Atlantic City, cool. I can understand this maybe happened before dinner. But you went through with the date. So you're now obligated, just as a man, to just make sure she gets home, bruh. Like, unless it just blew up like that.
He said he had enough of her and
just gonna leave her.
He left her out there.
Dang, that's a cold dude right there.
Yep, and all she had was $100. I don't know if that's enough money to get from Atlantic City to Philly, which it probably is not.
Nah. Yep. Hell nah, it's not.
Yep.
Tolls alone. That's a shame, man.
Yep. Bad dates.
Just left old girl. Nah, bad dates, man. Make sure you go online and post to the site, man. That's a... I definitely get a lot of entertainment on the site.
Yeah, make sure you comment so we know that you are reading. We got a lot of good stuff on there, so please check it out. That is thisdateisover.com, but we'll be right back after the break, so keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio.
Vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. And I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Well, whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
Now,
and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the Flow.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on the Flow with your girl, Miss Marie, and D.H. Major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, guys.
That was music from Erykah Badu. Great way to end the show. Next lifetime. Because I guess I'll see you next lifetime.
Yeah.
Because you can't have me right now. I'm with somebody. And I don't want to, fall victim to temptation. So I guess I'll see you next lifetime. Because next right lifetime. Now is not the time for us. Because if it was our time, we would already be together.
Yeah.
And that's what people fail to realize. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you had, great listening experience.
I had a wonderful time being back in the building.
I'm glad you were here. Thank you so much, DH, for joining me tonight.
I thank you. I thank you for having me. I thank everybody out there and in Radio Land for tuning in, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, we appreciate all of you, and thank you for tuning in. And make certain you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. The best way to find us is tinyurl.com/rocktheflow. Or better yet, you can go to thisdateisover.com and you click on the radio tab. It'll take you right where you need to go.
Right there.
But yes, visit thisdateisover.com, post your bad date stories, and check out our latest blog post. Tell your friends. Also, comment on our website. We greatly appreciate the feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. Maybe not the bad, because I won't have to slap a bitch. But but no, we appreciate your respectful opposition and
absolutely
opinions and whatnot. So, yeah, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. But any parting words for Playing With Fire, DH?
Oh, man, well, I just say, just understand, man, that sometimes these fires are self-created, man. A lot of these situations you put yourself in, and you don't have to be in those situations. And just understand, how deep do you really want it to go? Because it can get as deep as you want it, or you can cut it right now and it can end right here. And just like Dave Hollis would say, take care home. You take care home, you don't have to worry about whatever else is going on. But
you sure don't. When you take care home, you don't have to worry about your girl.
Yeah.
Or your man.
You don't, man.
Well, maybe not your man. Well, I don't know, because men are different. They are different species.
Oh, you're going to call me a different species right in front of me?
Yep.
Straight like that?
Sure am.
And that's fine.
Sure am. But, yeah, I just echo your remarks. Take care home. Make certain that you're doing what you have to do, because, of course, we all like new stuff. But what good is having this new stuff when you got stuff already that you have at home?
Like, absolutely.
You have something at home. Make certain that you're cultivating your own lawn. People always say the grass is green on the other side. No, the grass is green where you water it.
That's true.
Take care of your own damn lawn.
Water that grass.
Make sure that you're doing, giving up the appropriate maintenance, and then you'll be fine. The law of reciprocity. Take care of home. Take care of your woman. Take care of your man before you step out there. I say don't step out there. If you are really going to step out there, won't you just end your relationship? Save yourself and that person a heartache and just leave. Because there's a lot of people that want to have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
The lure of new booty. So make your old booty some new booty. Just recycle. Recycle that old booty. But yeah.
Go green.
Yeah, go green. Recycle. Because it's a lot cheaper to recycle. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I am telling you. Mark my words. And for those of you who are having those inappropriate conversations with people about your relationship, or just in general of a sexual nature, engaging people that like you, knowing damn well you got somebody at home, just stop.
Right.
Just stop. Because if you don't want your man or your woman doing that, then you don't do it. You got to lead by example.
Absolutely.
Be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's all of our time. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. And come back next week, every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on The Flow. So thisdateisover.com. Go there. Not now, but right now. Thisdateisover.com. And that's all I got to say. I'm Miss Marie, and I am out. Thank you guys, and have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Later.